For Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah's, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today from the on the Wiki Corner?
My gosh.
You are all over the place
what
today.
What has happened to me today?
Well, it's Throwback Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
And so we are featuring the year 1984.
Yes.
That is the year that Tetris was created.
I love
Tetris. Do you love Tetris?
Tetris.
I haven't played Tetris in a really long time.
I had a resurgence in Tetris where I had the app on my phone and I went pretty crazy with Tetris.
Yeah, it's addicting.
It is,
right?
Yeah.
So Tetris was created by a Soviet software engineer named Alexei Pajitnov. I'm probably not saying that right, but
so a commie.
He worked as a speech recognition researcher at the Soviet Academy of Sciences. Well, he was tasked with
a really easygoing school, by the way.
While he was tasked with testing the capabilities of new hardware, his ambition was to use computers to make people happy.
Oh.
Yeah.
There you go.
So searching
for
inspiration.
Well, there's going to be a place to practice that.
Correct.
Russia. The Soviet Union does seem like a good place to.
So searching for inspiration, he recalled his childhood memories of playing a game called Pentominoes.
Oh, Pentominoes.
Yeah,
sure,
which is a game where you create pictures using its shapes.
Okay, yeah.
Remembering the difficulty he had in putting the pieces back into their box, he felt inspired to create a game based on that concept.
Okay.
So he felt that the game would be needlessly complicated with 12 different shape variations, so he scaled the concept down to Tetrominoes, which is a geometric shape composed of four squares, of which there are seven variants, and he called the game Tetris, which is a word created from a combination of tetra, which means four, and his favorite sport, Tennis,
because it's very like tennis.
Very much like tennis, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm?
So he had completed the first playable version of Tetris by June 6th of 1984. He presented the game to his colleagues, who quickly became addicted to it.
Oh, yeah.
These early players copied and shared Tetris on floppy disks.
Floppy disks.
Remember those?
Yeah.
It quickly permeated the offices within the Academy of Sciences, and within a few weeks, it reached every Moscow institute with a computer, and it finally made its way to the West in 1986. So built on simple rules and requiring intelligence and skill, Tetris established itself as one of the great early video games. By December of 2011, it had sold 202 million copies, approximately 70 million physical units, and 132 million paid mobile game downloads, making it one of the best-selling video game franchises of all time. The Game Boy version is one of the best-selling games of all time, with more than 35 million copies sold.
Wow.
Tetris is available on over 65 platforms, which set the Guinness World Record for the most ported video game.
It's such a simple game, and yet it is so stinking addicting.
Yeah.
You're right.
Now, the game has also been the subject of various research studies that have analyzed its theoretical complexity and have shown its effect on the human brain.
Well.
So research has shown that prolonged Tetris activity can lead to more efficient brain activity during play.
Well.
Moderate play of Tetris, which was half an hour a day for 3 months, boosts general cognitive functions, such as critical thinking, reasoning, language, and processing, and increases cerebral cortex thickness. It can be good for your brain to play Tetris.
Did you notice a surge in my smartness about 4 years ago then? I'm curious. Because that was about when?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
You have to start playing again,
and then I'll try
and notice.
Okay. All right. Maybe.
Yeah. Research from Plymouth University's Cognition Institute shows that playing Tetris could distract from cravings and give a quick and manageable fix for people struggling to stick to diets or quit smoking or drinking.
There you go.
So
perfect.
It's great for your brain, and it's great if you're trying to stick to your diet.
Quit all my addictions. It's my answer.
There you go. Tetris is the answer.
Right.
So in 1993, Tetris became the first video game in space.
Jeez.
When a Russian cosmonaut brought his Nintendo Game Boy and Tetris cartridge on a mission to the space station Mir, that space-flown Game Boy and cartridge were sold at auction on May 5th, 2011, for $1,220. I would have thought it would have gone for more, but
it's not bad.
But $1,200.
And where was it sold? Auction?
At auction,
In Russia? Like a Russian auction?
No, I don't think so. Regular
auction?
Like a regular one, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And in 2015, the Strong National Museum of Play inducted Tetris into its World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Hey, that's here.
That is here.
That's here. Wonderful. All right. You picked out a song to go along. Let me download Tetris again.
Yeah, right.
I need to need to sharpen up. You picked out a record to go along with Tetris, did you?
I did. We're going to play Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis and the News.
Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You know, this is off the album. No, it's not. I thought it was off. Is it off four, the album four, which would play?
That would be pretty crazy if it was.
We'll look that up. Sarah, thanks so much. Yeah. There we go. Huey Lewis in the News, and it is off the album Four, F-O-R-E. So I guess you got to say it like four.
Yeah, like in golf.
Like that. Like in golf, Sarah. Mm-hmm. The only loud part of golf is when the ball is coming flying at you.
Right.
It's Hip to Be Square. Sarah, dear mind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Tetris, which was created in 1984, and that's our Throwback Thursday year.
That's right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
Okay, the name Tetris is a combination of the word tetra, meaning four, and tennis.
The playing Tetris can boost cognitive function.
And Tetris holds the Guinness World Record for the most ported video game because it is available on over 65 platforms.
65 platforms. Holy cow. Yeah, I did have it on my phone. I don't know if it's still there or not. I need to re-download it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Put it next to the Legends 1027 app on my phone.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can listen to Legends while playing Tetris. How about that?
Holy cow, Sarah. Let me take tomorrow off now. Just sit around playing that. Folks want to learn more about Tetris, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes us to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Well, we will check that out. Absolutely. So far this week, Sea Monkeys, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, UFOs, and now Tetris. And we got one more to squeeze in tomorrow at 4:10. You'll be back for that?
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. We'll do it then. John Mellencamp on the way, the Doobie Brothers, Fleetwood Mac, and more on Legends 102.7. Tired of worrying about your asphalt shingles? It's time to replace that roof with our friends at the Metal Roof Outlet, a worry-free roof.